sauce, on a sauce sa puissance, d'un bout du monde à l'autre bout. Pour fêter l'infamie dans le roi, ses peuples confondus, au bruit sombre des écus, dansent une ronde folle. Autour de son piédestal, autour de son piédestal, il s'attaque pour le mal, pour le mal, il s'attaque pour le mal, pour le mal.
Dance around the golden calf. Satan leads the way. Indeed he does, with a bit of help from the brass and the percussion. My name is Andrew Davis. I'm the music director of Lyric Opera of Chicago, and today I will be speaking to you about Charles Gounod's opera, Faust. For the musical excerpts you'll hear today, I've used a recording provided by EMI Records, conducted by Michel Plasson, and featuring Richard Leach as Faust, Cheryl Studer as Marguerite, José Van Damme as Mephistopheles, and Thomas Hampson as Valentin. Special thanks to EMI for providing these excerpts, and to Nicholas Ivor Martin for his help in preparing this commentary. Satan's Little Song About the Golden Calf is one of several very memorable tunes in Gounod's opera. Faust was not an immediate success when it premiered in Paris in 1859, but once the tunes got lodged in people's heads, the opera rocketed to the top of the charts, where it has remained ever since. Many composers wrote Faust operas. Among the more successful were Hector Berlioz, Arrigo Boito, and Ferruccio Busoni. But nothing has come close to Gounod's success. The music is undoubtedly the number one reason for the piece's popularity, but the story and characters give it a good head start. The tale of the philosopher-alchemist who sells his soul to the devil in exchange for worldly success has everything, as you can see just by looking at the titles of the different Faust operas. Boito found the wise-cracking violin-playing devil irresistible, so he named his 1868 opera Mephistophele. Berlioz was drawn to the universal spiritual and philosophical searchings of the main character, as told by the poets Christopher Marlowe and Wolfgang von Goethe. For him, this was a story about the relationship between man and God. Hence, his 1846 opera became The Damnation of Faust. Busoni was interested in modernism and the limits of science, which he emphasized by including Faust's academic credentials in the title of his 1916 opera, Dr. Faust. Unlike Boito, Berlioz, and Busoni, Gounod's interest in the Faust legend requires looking at more than the title page of his opera, at least in France. In Germany, it was and is considered heresy to refer to Gounod's frothy 19th-century opera by the same title as the poem of Germany's uber-poet and intellectual Goethe. There, the opera goes by the title of its beautiful, tragic heroine, Marguerite. While Marguerite definitely outshines the title character for pathos in Gounod's opera, it is with Faust that both the opera and the story itself begin –